Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics, although this particular segment is about as far away from politics as you can get. We're kind of getting away from politics, I have to tell you. That is very much of a no-win situation. I had a woman on the program last week who I was very, very impressed with. She was involved in human resources. The vice president and president of the company, one of the leaders of the company, is on the show with me this week. His name is Bill Lyons. Bill is about as far away from me as he can get, as he said. He's down in Alabama. That's football country, in my opinion. And Big Al is a big, big Alabama fan, no question about that, Bill. You guys got a great.
That's good to know.
You guys got a great team. Got a couple of questions. I was very impressed with the lady who I spoke with last week about your concept of employees. Employees are really, when you look at Lion Management, they look at employees as one very, very valuable asset of a company. Tell us a little bit, Bill, about why that's how you look at them, and that is the philosophy that you have, sir.
Well, in my experience, companies are successful or not successful based upon how effective their hiring practices are and how effective their people are and how productive they are.
Right.
I mean, most problems center around people when you talk about organizations, and of course, companies are organizations. And so our approach to that is treating employees as the most valuable asset within an organization. Of course, you know, labor cost is something that has to be considered in any business.
You bet.
It's a line item on the P&L, and of course people have to look at it. But if you look at your employees as an investment and as the most important asset, not like an asset on a balance sheet, obviously, it's something that does require us to have a strategic approach to it. You know, human resources has become a much more complicated discipline over the last 40 years. I mean, gone are the days where you had a personnel department that did hiring and firing and kept up with employee records. It's become a legal matter. It has become a matter of, you know, health insurance has become such a complicated part of the entire mix. Safety environment. Of course, in a post-COVID world, everyone is rewriting safety protocols to make certain we're all complying with public mandates. And you know, safety has always been a top concern. But in the post-COVID world, as companies are bringing employees back in, the number one responsibility is making certain that they're all safe. And so we've had to stay current on what our states and federal governments are requiring us to do with our clients while they're bringing their people back to work.
You know, I have to say it's evolved into actually a pretty complicated area, and it's an area where there is a real need for experts. There's no question about that. Bill, I ran my own company for 40 years. And I have to tell you, I learned very quickly that you are nowhere near as effective as your employees. That's the wrong way to put it, I guess. I considered employees of mine for that 40-year period to be an incredibly valuable asset. Employees will make or break a company. Any comments on that, sir?
I think that's absolutely spot on. You know, we believe that effective companies are companies that really focus and make a priority out of their culture. You know, culture is what dictates behavior when no one is looking or when no one is paying attention to what you're doing, and that starts at the top. So
yeah.
good business owners and executives will start a culture of a healthy culture, and it will just permeate throughout the organization. And that's what drives successful companies. It starts with, you know, a strong mission, a business that is forward-thinking and lays out what they're trying to accomplish and what they want to be. It is followed by effective team building, getting the right skill sets in the right positions. And then right after that, to me, the most important thing that a business owner or CEO can do is be the biggest cheerleader for his company as he can be or she can be, and that is by driving culture, a culture where everyone is thrives, a culture where everyone can participate and where everyone can reach their full potential.
And that culture really has evolved into something, I would have to say, much more integrate than it was, you know, when I was a kid, for example. Bill, I got a question for you. We're still in the middle of COVID up here. I mean, all over the world, pretty much. How has that changed your method of consulting, I guess is the best way to put it?
Well, I'm a little old-fashioned in that I like to deal with people face-to-face, and
right.
obviously that's been disrupted. And never before have we seen such a speedy adaptation of technology. I think that that's one thing that we that's obviously here to stay. You know, the Zoom meetings and the Teams meetings and the various technology tools that we now have to stay in touch with our customers and with our employees, particularly if you have multiple locations. I think that that's been expedited probably by at least 5 years over the last 1 year. People that never used those tools before are now employing them on a regular basis, and we're one of them. But as I said before, I think safety, workplace safety, you've seen workflows that have had to be redesigned and reconfigured just to provide for the distancing that's necessary. Obviously, when you go into to large retail stores or restaurants, you see very obvious signs of adaptation that's had to take place. And of course, we've had to help our clients with this. Number one priority these days is keeping people safe. It's always been a top priority, but never has it been more important than it is right now.
You know, I find that very, very easy to believe. I want to say one other thing. One thing that I found running my business, Mr. Lyons, is the fact that an employee is your best friend, your most important associate, for lack of better terms. And it's critical that you're not acting when you try to put that across. It's critical that employees realize that, no matter how far up the ladder they are. Don't you agree?
I think that is very, very important that employees understand their role. They understand the importance they play. And that goes back to the vision that I mentioned to begin with. The most important thing that a CEO can do is, when he sets that vision, is help communicate it throughout the organization so employees understand their role, they understand their company's role within the larger industry, and that sense of purpose is a critically important part of building a healthy culture.
I think employees have to understand that they are, no matter how far up the ladder they are or how far down the ladder they are absolutely critical to a successful organization. And I think one of the most important things that management can accomplish is bringing that particular philosophy front and center, regardless of the company.
That's true. It has to be communicated on a regular basis. If what you're talking about, and again, I think we're talking about company culture and what you have to do to build it, it has to be something that's purposeful. It has to be something that is a priority. If it's a slogan that only a few people know and it's not communicated throughout the company, it will not be very effective. But if it's something that is shown by example, by leadership within the organization, and it's something that people can get on board with, these are the things that make companies very, very successful. It certainly goes beyond compensation and benefits, although those are very important. In our business, we talk about the importance of attracting and retaining the right people. Mm-hmm. Well, you have to have a competitive compensation and benefits plan to attract those employees, but retaining them is a different matter altogether, and that's where the culture comes into play. You know, when an employee or a candidate for a job is interviewing, they very rarely will ask about the culture of the company, and that is probably the most important determinant as to whether they will be satisfied in that job. Is, you know, what's the company culture? Do I enjoy working with the people? Do I dread going to work every day? The thing that I think about all the time in my role is, what can I do to make this a better company to work for? I believe in paying people as much as you can pay them and then getting out of their way and letting them do their jobs and then supporting them in every way that you can, but also holding them accountable.
I got to tell you, Mr. Robbins, that's exactly the way I felt when I was running my company. And I have to say that I'm thoroughly enjoying this conversation, as I thoroughly enjoyed the conversation with one of your associates last week, because you guys really bring home in spades the importance of treating your employees like family. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions for Bill Lyons, please communicate with him through our blog.